The dollar starts the week on the back foot after reports that Chinese regulators have urged financial institutions to limit exposure to U.S. treasuries, citing concentration and volatility risks, though views differ on the impact, with some seeing this as a portfolio diversification rather than outright de-dollarization, and others noting China's remaining holdings are relatively small in the context of the broader market. In Japan, Prime Minister Takaichi secured an unprecedented lower house victory, strengthening her mandate to pursue expansionary fiscal policies and reviving the Takaichi trade, with the Nikkei hitting record highs and long-dated yields rising, while the yen weakened initially before rebounding on firm intervention rhetoric from Japanese officials. UK political uncertainty has resurfaced after the resignation of PM Starmer's chief of staff, leaving sterling underperforming peers against the dollar. On the data front, Australian household spending disappointed overnight, euro area investor confidence improved modestly, and ECB commentary remained balanced and non-committal on the next policy move. Looking ahead, markets face a heavy U.S. data slate this week, with retail sales, payrolls, and CPI all due, while today's focus is on the New York Fed's inflation expectation survey, alongside speeches from senior Fed, ECB, and BOE officials. That's all for now.